This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat, or trading those late-night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Then there's Trey Hendrickson. I don't know.
There's no other organization knows me better than this one.
This is the one where I don't know.
Wilson, under pressure, sacked. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because with the Bengals, you just don't know, man. You never know.
Earlier on the show, Royals pitcher Rich Hill, actor Chad Michael Murray. Coming up, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Some breaking news involving our partners at Roku. Did you see this? That the documentary on the Super Bowl championship of the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles from partially produced by NFL Films, landed right here on Roku. Our boy Joe Francetta is quoted right now in the Hollywood Reporter.
Roku, yeah, Joe, just saw that. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it right now.
And this is to show you. Just
congrats. That's awesome.
It's just to show you Joe Francetta's professionalism. This is a diehard Steeler fan. He's happy that the Eagles Super Bowl win is on Roku.
I know he couldn't have been that
happy. Joe's a lead pipe wielding professional. We've known that for years. You know? He's singing the praises of the Eagles. Do you think his fingers were crossed when he was telling that to the Hollywood Reporter?
I wonder if Joe threw up in his mouth a little bit.
Did you love it, Joe? The head of sports for Roku Media.
Yeah,
but it's landing a nice documentary here on Roku. So that's, I don't know when it's coming. I'm just skimming this.
I'm skimming it right now.
But it's coming soon. So keep an eye out for that right here on Roku.
Hey, Roku Joe, man.
In case you're just joining us as well, it's Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson's birthday.
Happy birthday, TJ.
And we just finished Chris. Hour number two in which Chris Brockman fulfilled TJ's birthday wish from Chris for you, TJ, that he had to be positive the entire hour.
Yeah, you know.
You did outstanding, Chris. I must be honest with you.
I want to say, in the face of adversity, like, here's the deal. Like, who needs enemies when you have friends like these guys? All you guys did for the whole hour was try to bait me into, going off.
Excuse me.
And ruin the positivity. I was doing a great job.
Excuse me. I know you're pent up having to have been nice for an entire hour. We were just talking sports, and it was just the subject matters I have them all written down here. The lust tradition of the New York Yankees. Mike Del Tufa becoming a Dodger fan, being cool. Eli Manning's Hall of Fame credentials. LeBron James being the GOAT, never complaining. The fact that Jason Feller has cats and he likes sharing it with you. And you don't like coffee, and there's an AI photograph of you surrounded by cats.
For the end of July when training camps open.
I'm not done. Pickleball. But then we talked about the optimism Russell Wilson has for the Giants season.
An actual relatable topic at the moment.
And then, just to hit the Wayback Machine, one last parting shot or topic for discussion, Joe Milton's great start for the Patriots last year. And you even said, without that, we wouldn't have Will Campbell.
That's true.
Which... if he winds up in the Hall of Fame, guess what?
I think Joe Milton.
Would have been cool to have Travis Hunter.
Great job. AJ in Dallas here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up? Pardon me, Al in Dallas. What's up, Al? How are you, sir?
AJ. What
I'm battling the allergies, Al. Give me a break. What's up, Al?
AJ from Dallas is like Bizarro Brockman.
I like it. What's up, Al? How are you, brother?
B-Man.
That was great. Happy birthday, gentlemen.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks,
what's
Al?
Up, Al? How are you, Albert?
I'm doing great. I mean, Brian Daboll really went out on a limb today, huh?
Well, what do you, honestly, this is it, brother. I mean, he's not naming Jameis the starter, I guess. And Jackson Dart was not going to start week one, Al, right?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, why was it even a topic of conversation? I mean, I guess he was asked. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's the opening of training camp there's two ways to go about it, you know, and you know, even Brian Callahan said today after Will Levis gets shoulder surgery out of nowhere on an injury that he first suffered in September of last year, he's saying that Cam Ward's taking the majority of the snaps. Like, okay.
No kidding.
You know, right. So there's two ways to handle it where you're like, there's competition here. That's what we're doing. It's all about competition. Every spot needs to be competed for. Or you're just going to do what Eberflus did last year. And I know that's not the template you're looking to follow in terms of being successful as a head coach, win-loss record, which is he's the guy. That's it. End of story.
Yeah.
Let's not have a conversation every day, you know?
And lastly, Richard, I don't think I spoke to you after you did your stint at the American Century. You are getting I'm asking seriously. I think you made a comment about it, but you are getting re-invited back again to play there, right?
I'm certainly hoping. I had a great time. Yeah. Met a lot of good people.
You did a fantastic. Your game, your golf game may not have been great, but your social media presence and your pictures were
thank you,
fantastic.
Sir. I appreciate that.
You did a wonderful job. Did you bring in pizza for the boys? Because I know how you love that. What's her name? Vito's.
Vito's. No, but Suze is bringing something else.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, breaking news. Right.
That's nice. Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be mimosas. It's going to be mimosas for brunch.
Maybe so. Never know.
I'll take it.
Al knows my wife's brand. Thank you so much, Al in Dallas, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Listen. This is all we do around here, Barts, these days with the training camp is talk about guys who aren't there, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy's not there in Cincinnati and Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, Joe Burrow basically put everybody in Cincinnati's front office on notice. As soon as the season was over, right? He's like, hey, the Eagles are keeping everybody.
Yeah, how do they do it?
Can't we figure everybody out? And then they signed Jamar Chase and they signed T. Higgins, which is great. Joe's got to be happy about that. And then it's like, what was the number last year? How many games did they lose when they scored 30-something points?
So I had it wrong. They were 0-4 when scoring 33 or more.
Usually should be the inverse of that.
You should win all of those.
You should win all those games. Yeah, but the defense, we all know, was the issue. And the fact that Trey Hendrickson's not there, and then they also drafted somebody to help rush the passer in Shamar Stewart, and he's not there because of something going on with the language in the contract. So, now it's Joe's turn to chime in on this. You think he wants to be talking about this? Absolutely not. So Burrow was asked about the guys who were not there.
Yeah, obviously disappointing. You know, you'd like to have all your guys out there day one to try to build that cohesion that I was talking about earlier. But it's not how it usually works out. You know, it's a business and that is how it's gone.
Wow.
Jeez.
That was a sigh.
Wow.
I mean, on the sigh meter, that's 10 to 10, right? 9 to 10? He was choosing his words carefully because he definitely knows that his words have weight. Well, he's going to have to wait. Dude.
You could say they're in this situation because of Joe, though. Like,
They
could have franchised T. Higgins, given Chase the money, and they would have had it left over for Trey.
Now, listen, you don't. Come on, man.
That's just a fact.
Is it really? You have the numbers in front of you. You know the full cap situation. You're like, you're Mr. Like Chris.
I'm using logic.
Spot track.
I'm using logic.
No, I know you're using logic.
You didn't have to sign both wide receivers, right? Obviously, you take Jamar Chase. He's one of the best in the league.
You have to do that for Joe
Burrow. You could have franchised T. Higgins. Would have pissed off T. Higgins. But you could have done that.
But you could have
and paid Trey Hendrickson.
Or you could probably pay everybody. You know what I mean?
Again, well, we don't know that language.
The Shamark Stewart stuff is a contractual language. Let's put that aside. But we don't know. I have no idea what Burrow's contract out was all laid out, whether he took less money so they could spend other places in the next couple of years. We have no idea. I don't know. I'm sure Joe knows a lot more than he's letting on right now. That is for damn sure. He wants Trey Hendrickson there. He wants Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart there. He wants them rushing the passer. And you could say, well, Mike Brown wants that too. And the general manager and the head coach wants it too. And will it happen before week one? I think it will. Although with the Bengals, that's the only one. That's the wild card. That's the one. You know, Mike Brown is old school. I think he was the only one who voted against making replay permanent. You know, back in the day, where he was one of the only two. I should be more buttoned up on that if I'm going to throw that out as a fact. But I don't know. There's always money in the banana stand when you talk about salary cap. You can always rework this. You can always rework that. It's just, do you want to set a new precedence? Do you want to spend all that money on somebody that is that age? Do you want to, you know, worry about the end of the contract?
Well, you have to have the cash to put aside.
There's that, too. We were always wondering about the cash flow situation of the Bengals,
always,
too. But we don't know if that's true or not, either. But we all know exactly when we'll know when that signing happens, right? What happens if we're not on the air? Should we, Jason Feller, should we make the Velcro sound noise available to all of our listeners and viewers so whenever that happens, they could just play it for their friends? I don't want the breaking. If it happens, if Trey Hendrickson gets signed or Shamar Stewart comes back.
We have to be
on the air. I don't want to hear the breaking news. I don't want to hear my eyes. See, I don't want to hear the Pacino breaking news. It's that noise. Okay. And then what's going on with Terry McLaurin, right? You know what I mean? Well, this is what happens. Dan Quinn was asked about it today. Hit it.
It's part of, you know, the business of the NFL, and you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry, and so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is like put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them, so I know they're working really hard to go do that, but it's part of the business of our league, and this happens on teams all over, and so the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's just part of how things go.
Yeah,
it's the same thing over and over and over again, year after year after year. Just change the proper names in the teams and the different ways that coaches approach it. Right now, Dan Quinn is allowing these questions right now. Soon it'll be like, guys, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know,
he's not here. Yeah, we're talking about the guys who are here.
And as you know, there's the coaching cliches. It is what it is. Control what you can control. And you can also remove control what you control, except for this time of year, which is I'm only talking about the guys who are here. I mean, at some point, we're going to hear that from somebody. Mm-hmm. We might hear that from Cincinnati or Washington or Dallas. If Micah departs. Speaking of Dallas, it's now time. Before Christine Brennan joins us,
come on,
to talk about Caitlin Clark, WNBA women's sports. Chris Brockman, you were stellar in hour number two of the
Thank
program.
You.
Absolutely
I really
stellar.
Tried.
Chris Brockman, you and TJ Jefferson share a birthday. Today is that day. TJ said, for my birthday, Chris, I want you to be positive for an hour. That's boy, tough. We put you through the ringer.
You guys did your worst.
And he came up with that idea after, though, you said your idea for your birthday. That TJ should do the Dallas Cowboys win-loss.
I think it's time.
And you think, understood, it's inevitable. It's inequitable. You got to be that way for an hour. He's just going to be done with this thing.
Only 5 minutes.
But his lasts the entire season.
Yeah. I'm going to be held accountable.
TJ Jefferson, it is now time.
Let's go.
For you to give Chris Brockman what he wants for his birthday. And that is you finally telling us what's going to happen for the Dallas Cowboys season in the win-loss game. You are draped in your Dallas Cowboy regalia. I appreciate that music being played. TJ Jefferson.
I haven't even looked at the schedule. So
okay, got that. What happens on opening night in Philadelphia?
Oh, baby.
Opening night. Pomp and circumstance. You got a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're going to be, crowd's going to be hyped.
It's called the win-loss game.
I'm going to go ahead and say we're going to take an L.
Take the L. Yep. 0-1 coming back home. Here come the New York Giants and Russell Wilson.
Russell.
14-1 in their last 15 against the Giants. I don't see nothing changing there. That's a dub.
Now you're at Chicago, 1-1. What happens then? Late window Fox.
Bears. Look, I'll have Ashton Kutcher. I might have Seth Rollins nipping at my heels for that game. But guess what? Cowboys take out Bears. Ooh. That's a dub.
A name-dropping win. 2-1, home for the Packers on a Sunday night.
Man, I got to be honest with you, man. It's like Green Bay's kind of had our number a little bit, so... I'm begrudging. I'm going to take the L.
All right. 2-2 at the Jets. Laugh all you want, pal.
That's a dog.
I once watched Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you did, but,
beat,
you know.
Beat Dak back in the day. All right. 3-2 at the Panthers.
The Panthers. Interesting. You know, upgraded their offense a little bit.
Oh, boy.
But I still don't see them being able to take Alice.
4-2, home for the Commanders. Late window on Fox.
Look, I call my brother son because he shined like one. We just own the Commanders, so ooh. I'm going to call that a W. Ooh. Sorry, Spider.
5-2. Three straight wins going into Denver.
I can remember like 3 years ago I did this win-loss, and I said we were going to lose to Denver, and Rich gave me crap about it because he thought it was wrong. And guess
this
what?
This is not about me. This is about Chris's birthday
I'm
wish.
I'm getting there.
And you're telling us win or loss.
So I tried to tell you we'd lose, and we did. Denver's another team, man. They play us hard. So, unfortunately, I think that's an L.
You're 5-3 now, coming back for a Monday night home date with the Cardinals.
At home, I think this is surprisingly going to be a good game, but I'm going to give us the dub.
All right, so you're now 6-3 in your bye.
Okay.
Coming out, it's a Monday night visit to Vegas.
Oh, are you going to that game?
Oh, I might have to. Me and Jay Felly might have to take a road trip to see the Raiders.
I'm in. What happens?
What's going to happen is I'm going to go. I can't wear any cowboy gear because Raiders fans will beat me up, but that's a dub for us.
7-3, home for the Eagles.
Okay. Uh-oh. Now, I'm just going to say this.
Do it.
We are going to split. They're not going to sweep us. They're just not. So that's a dub.
Carl Anthony Town says hello.
All right.
That's 3 wins in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 3. Thanksgiving Day, Kansas City Chiefs. 8-3. What happens?
Do you know how I feel about that, man?
What is it?
It's that Mahomes kid.
Patrick.
He's so good. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair. It's going to be a good game on Thanksgiving. But we're going to take the L on that.
All right, 8-4 at the Lions a week later.
The Lions lost both their coordinators. I know that. And Chris Brockman always says that's a problem.
It's a problem.
Because of that problem, I'm going to give us the dub.
9-4, home for the Vikings.
You know, I like J.J. McCarthy. And
9-4, home for the Vikings.
I'm going to go the L.
9-5, home for the Chargers.
I hate to say this.
Yeah?
Somehow, some way, these Chargers are going to take us in this game, man.
9-6, going into Christmas Day on Netflix against the Commanders in D.C.
Fighting for your playoff life now.
Would this be a third straight loss?
It would be
9-7.
It would be.
It would be if we weren't playing the Washington Commanders. But I just told you what happens there. That's a dog.
Sweet
10 Commanders wins going at the Giants.
What are we, 10-5?
10-5.
10-5.
No, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10-6.
10-6. Look, we're going to need this, I think, to make the playoffs. So unfortunately, nobody rests. We all play. We get the dub.
11-6. TJ Jefferson. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
What do you think?
11-6, same record I had for the Patriots.
I think you're both off. Yeah. I think you're both off. I would take the under on both.
What?
I would. Dude, you're not sweeping the Washington Commanders.
I think that's unlikely. I don't think
you splitting with the Eagles, I believe. Sweeping the Giants, I get. But you being 5-1 in division, 11-6 overall, that is a tall order, sir.
5-1 division is pretty rich.
And I'll give you one to look out for. October 12th. I think you lose in Carolina. And I think that's going to be one of those watershed moments in the season where we're coming on the air on Monday and the whole world is freaking out, hair on fire.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, but I don't. 11-6. I think that's, you know, providing.
I mean, it's not out of the ordinary.
Healthy, Mike is going to be there. I'm telling you.
I don't think it's out of the realm. Who's running the ball, though?
Who is running Javonte the football?
Williams. Is Javonte? We've been waiting for him. Jeez. Anybody who's had him in fantasy knows, and I know fantasy and reality are different, but come on.
We got an RBBC. We're going to have a couple guys toting the rock.
Okay, that would be
George
good.
Pickett, did you see Dax? And I'm not, obviously.
By the way, don't get fooled. Camp. That was an old video of Brandon Cooks, TJ. First take, got fooled by it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw the pass. And
everybody, got fooled by.
Everybody got
George
fooled
Pickens
by.
Is incredibly talented.
But George Pickens can make catches like that, and he will make catches like that.
Steelers let him go for a reason.
Correct.
You know.
We'll see if the Cowboys can...
look, sometimes the change of scenery makes
something.
All the difference in the world.
That's true. I am excited to see
That's
it.
That's true.
You know? I don't think 11-6 is in any way me being like, oh, okay. You know, I can always see the comments like I'm out of my mind, but I think I was pretty reasonable.
I agree. 11-6, I think, is at the high end. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Happy birthday, gents.
That was great.
Awesome.
You just 844-204-RICH
is the number to dial right here on the program. When we come back, Christine Brennan has written a tome that is highly popular. USA columnist on her game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports, when we come back. So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what do you do on August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
She was an outstanding guest for Women's Sports Now last week's episode. This week's episode is being recorded today, and it will be seen on Roku, which you can check out all the time, all past episodes of Women's Sports Now. On her game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports is available now wherever you get your books. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan here on The Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Christine. How are you?
Well, great to see you, Rich. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming back on this program, and it was great to see you on Women's Sports Now last week as well. So walk me through this book and how much, I guess, Caitlin Clark's Was there any cooperation, any reach out to her at all, Christine, for this book?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She answered 40 to 50 questions that I asked her. Yeah, she's great. She's better in person than you'd hope. Yeah, what happened was right around the time, actually, you and I spoke, which was the Olympic snub, which, by the way, is a chapter title in the book. And I have even more reporting on that abysmal decision. And I continue to report it. So there's breaking news within the book on that chapter alone, as well as there's lots of other things. But within a few weeks, I was, you know, just early July thinking, you know, gosh, should I maybe do a book on this? I hadn't written a book in a long time. And this has become my eighth book, fourth with Scribner. Literally 54 weeks ago, there was no book. And now we're number two on the New York Times bestseller list. So, you know, it shows, Rich, is the incredible power appeal of this 23-year-old woman who is changing the face of sports, not just women's sports, but the way men, you know, we know those guys, right? The guys that wouldn't have been caught dead watching women's basketball. When I would be on radio shows, or, you know, you and I might be talking at various things, you know, guys would laugh like, you're not covering the women's Final Four, are you? Like, why would you go to the women's Olympic gold medal game at all the Olympics I cover? You know, what a waste of time. It's not good basketball. It's below the rim. They're rolling around on the floor. You know, it's jump balls. These are the things I heard. I was laughed at as I would advocate the coverage of women's basketball, among all the other things that I've been able to do, men's and women's, right? Sports. And honest to goodness, to see now those guys that would have been calling into sports talk shows around the country laughing, they're the guys now buying the number 22 jerseys. They're wearing them not only to games, but to the grocery store and the gas station. They are Caitlin Clark's biggest fans, and they are the reason that these TV ratings are through the roof. The reason that the Indiana Fever home attendance, average home attendance last year, first year of Caitlin Clark, was higher than the average home attendance of five NBA teams. I cannot even believe I said that sentence, and I researched it, and it's in On Her Game. Point being, this has absolutely been a sea change, the likes of which I did not envision seeing in my career. That's how big a deal. And I chronicled the whole thing, and Caitlin answered every question, tough questions, looked you in the eye, goes on and on with answers, goes off on a tangent, comes back and finishes the answer. I mean, she's just a delight and so available. And as I said, nothing, no holds barred. Nothing was off limits. You know, good, bad, indifferent, all of it's in there. But I will say there's a lot of logo threes jumping off the page in the book, because she truly is an entertainer, even more than a basketball player. Very similar to Tiger Woods with golf, right? Where people who would never watch the sport now tune in to see her.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A few weeks ago, Christine, the top story on this program, and also, I believe, wound up being the most viewed video on our YouTube page in June, was when J.C. Sheldon and Marina Mabry treated Caitlin Clark like a pinball in the Connecticut Sun game. And then Sophie Cunningham treated Sheldon like she was a wide receiver that needed to be tackled before the end zone, you know, and it was awesome. It was awesome. It's the competition. It's the heated competition. And it also plays into the conversation of what is going on with Caitlin Clark and her colleagues in the WNBA, whether it is just another moment where a superstar comes in from college and gets treated, you know, physically, as clearly Michael Jordan was back in the day, right? Like, let's not forget, it's not specific to just the WNBA and Caitlin Clark. Or is there some form and format of jealousy happening here, Christine? And where do you stand on that subject matter?
Yeah, Muffet McGraw, in the book, I quote her. She talks about the petty jealousy that she was seeing. She's, of course, sent a ton of Notre Dame players to the WNBA and has watched very closely and follows Caitlin Clark very closely and thinks, you know, so highly. Well, she recruited her. She had Caitlin Clark for a while until Caitlin said she didn't want to go to Notre Dame. She wanted to go to Iowa. And how different that would have been if she would never have been Caitlin Clark chucking it from the parking lot. You know, it's going in Notre Dame. You know, Muffet wouldn't have allowed that. But anyway, yeah, there's certainly, it is that when Marina Mabry did what she did. And by the way, I've interviewed Marina Mabry and she likes Caitlin Clark. She gets it. At least I thought she got it. But when she did that, I mean, Sheldon and Caitlin go back a long way because of Iowa and Ohio State through the Big Ten. And so, you know, there's chippy play. And Caitlin Clark does not need me or you or anyone to defend her Oh, she's not a victim. She gives it as good as she takes it. She's tough. She's strong. She's revving up the crowd. She loves it. And people love her for that. But when Marina Mabry plowed into Caitlin Clark like a freight train, if that did not injure Caitlin Clark, as far as we know, although now she's had these four injuries, and the last time she missed a game was sophomore year of high school. So bizarre, absolutely bizarre what's happening. And so obviously disheartening for Caitlin Clark and so many of her fans. But when Marina Mabry does that, you know who she's hurting at the end of the day? She's hurting Marina Mabry and her earning potential. Because when Caitlin Clark is injured, the first time she was injured this year, Rich, she would miss five games. During those five games, when she disappeared, more than half of the viewership of the WNBA, not just the Fever, but the WNBA, more than half of the viewership also disappeared. That is falling off a cliff. Tiger Woods, I looked it up. When he would be out of a major tournament or missing something, it would drop a little. Michael Jordan, when he went to baseball, dropped a little. You know, others over the years. Over half of your TV audience just disappears. That is devastating to the WNBA and to its financial future and all those players with the CBA now up and they're having these negotiations. They need to realize sooner than later, not that you treat her like kid gloves, but that Caitlin is to them even more important than Tiger was to men's golf. Because men's golf had already had Arnie Jack, Byron Nelson, you know, Sam Snead, going all the way back to Bobby Jones. It already had the commercials and the standing within the sports culture. WNBA in our male-dominated sports world never has had that. Now Caitlin gives it that. It's like the Fever are like a men's pro sport, men's major league sport in terms of interest and following and everything about it. And then these hits. So I would say, yes, it is like that kind of rite of passage. Except let me know when women's basketball players make the same as men. Let me know when the TV contracts are the same, when the attendance is the same, other than for Caitlin. Point being that the WNBA needs this woman to be there, to be playing well, and that spotlight that shines on her, Rich, shines on all these other players who never got the attention they deserve. Majority Black players, 74% Black league, and now they're getting that attention because Caitlin Clark, and because now the media is covering it really for the first time in a major way.
Christine Brennan on her game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports, is available now wherever you get your books. Let's talk about the Revolution in Women's Sports. You mentioned the CBA conversation between the WNBA and the Players Association. Is that a fault line in this revolution right now? Because you're just seeing an interesting strategy, because imagine it has to be a strategy. It's not happenstance from the PA that on the heels of the league announcing a media deal of $2.2 billion and, you know, also the wake of what we're hearing, these WNBA franchises are being bought for or being bought in for. The union opts out of the deal, the current deal. The league announces expansion and then they say how the league's first proposal, the PA, was a slap in the face after expansion. I could go on here. The All-Star game where they were wearing Payos T-shirts, the players, using that spotlight. Unrivaled announces a whole big to-do, announcing how many NCAA athletes for the upcoming season have been signed. That was on the heels of the All-Star weekend. Is this a strategy that we're seeing right now from the Players Association? Is this the fault line in this revolution that we're talking about equal pay, Christine?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, pay us what you owe us was the T-shirt that they all were wearing at the All-Star game where I was and doing a lot of book events as well, as you can imagine.
Sure. Yes.
Indiana and Iowa. They love the book and that's fun. I think it is. The NBA owns 60% of the WNBA, and that is, of course, owners, team owners, like, you know, Pacers Sports and Entertainment, obviously, is Pacers and Fever, also just the league in general. We also know, and I don't put this in the book because I don't have, I was not able, anything that's in the book is journalistically sound. It's the journalism that I have done for years, breaking news, all kinds of inside, back behind the scenes stories, but they're all sourced and whatever. So I don't have the numbers on how much money the WNBA is losing, but it's by all accounts, it is losing money. But so the players want more, and who can blame them? Caitlin Clark's salary last year as the first pick in the WNBA draft was $76,000. Top pick in the NBA draft, $57 million. So you know, it's never going to be equal, certainly not in my lifetime or your lifetime, Rich, maybe in our great, 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 some kids, grandkids' lives, maybe. But I don't even know that that's, I mean, that's a goal, but is that a, it's not a realistic goal. It's the idea of paying athletes more so that they don't. The reason Brittany Griner, of course, was in Russia, as you know, not because of the ambiance in Russia or hanging out with
Right.
All right. It's because she was making $1 million from an oligarch who wanted to pay her to play a few months. And then she was making basically $250,000 in the U.S. So in the WNBA. So when you can make so much money, more money overseas in China, Russia, et cetera, you know, that's a bad look. And so they need to up that and make it a salary that is meaningful. So many of these college players, of course, have great NIL deals like Caitlin Clark did worth millions. So they're coming in with money, which is nice. And the TV dollars, you're right. It's four, the TV contract now is four times the value of what it was. But all of this, I mean, in my mind, it's all related to Caitlin Clark. And the league seems so reluctant in some players to talk about that. Or when they're talking about the TV ratings, ESPN, for the All-Star game, they say, well, it's the highest, you know, ever. Oh, except for last year. Well, what kind of a report or PR is that? No, no, you say it's the second highest ever. And it's okay to say last year was more. It dropped 36% because Caitlin Clark wasn't playing. It's all about Caitlin Clark. And it's okay to say that. I covered Tiger the length of his career. I watched, you know, front row seat and the, you know, press sections and galleries inside the ropes. And quickly the male golfers said, hey, we get it. Rising tide lifts all boats. As soon as the WNBA players do that, and they have not yet done that, some have, but not all. As soon as they do that, Rich, they're going to be better off for understanding the magnitude of Caitlin Clark. Again, guard her, play tough, foul her, whatever. Don't try to kill her or don't try to steamroll her. I'm not saying they're actually trying to kill her, obviously.
Yes.
But don't do that because, again, like Tiger, this is, tie yourself to this person and make a lot more money because of her.
Is Caitlin going to have to win a title for that attitude, for the lack of a better phrase or word, to change? Do you think she have to win, like dominate the league and be the clear 100% star? I mean, you know, we're talking a lot about this. Sabrina Ionescu's performance in the 3-point contest was exhilarating from that weekend. So again, that's the pushback that people have. Like, yes, Caitlin does raise all boats, but there's some other stars in this game. Angel Reese is another one that has a massive fan base and might also be somebody who you also need to have somebody who's a rival, you know, Asia Wilson being another. I could go on and on.
Sure.
But what will it only, will Caitlin have to win with the Indiana Fever for this to change? Do you think wins, actual W's on the scoreboard?
Right. I think, yeah, I absolutely think that would be great. And that will certainly add to the her resume. Taking Iowa to two straight final games is extraordinary, right? So you have the UConn women saying she needs to win a title. Well, the UConn women played with all these other incredible stars, all of them going to the WNBA. And of course, Caitlin Clark played with one person who was going to the WNBA at Iowa, and that's Kate Martin. And the rest are people who have gone on with their careers. So, you know, I find that a little strange because, again, the reality, the numbers are there. You know, Asia Wilson's a great player, and she's getting so much more attention now because of Caitlin Clark. And she is an MVP. I mean, Caitlin is not yet that. Caitlin's not the greatest player in the WNBA, may never be the greatest player in the WNBA, Rich, but she's the most important by far. Again, every number, all of the attendance moving to bigger stadiums, it wasn't for Angel Reese. Paige Beckers is a great player, great player. She cannot sell out the 8,000-seat arena in Dallas. Juju Watkins, fantastic. Let's hope she gets healthy. She's that magical player. She's the entertainer, kind of like Caitlin. Yeah. And Caitlin is the master entertainer. Juju cannot sell out the USC arena. So what I'm saying is, when you look at the numbers, you know, the funny thing about facts, they're facts. And people get mad at me for saying this stuff. But these are the facts. I have covered this. I so wish Maya Moore had been gotten the attention that Caitlin Clark has. I wish that Asia Wilson was literally being discussed in the produce section the way Caitlin Clark is, right? I wish the grandmothers and grandfathers had changed their days for Cheryl and their evenings for Cheryl Swoops and everybody else. I knew them. I covered them. I was covering women's Final Fours in the 90s. I've covered the WNBA throughout the 90s. And all the way and fought for it and fought for coverage within our news organizations. Of course I have. You know I have. It wasn't happening then. It's happening now. this is a great thing. This is not a terrible thing, and how it has become that. And again, the book has so much more, the magic of sports, the magic of Caitlin, those threes, how she plays, the inside her head, you know, of how she thinks, how competitive she is. We go back and forth on some questions and answers in the book. All of that's there. But if we're talking about this, it's Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is the one. And there's just no denying that. And that's the unfortunate part about whoever is feeling these women are strong enough to handle it. They can handle it. Mm-hmm. But that leadership of the WNBA failed them by not preparing them, by not talking about this seminal moment of a white woman coming into a 74% black league and being the superstar that elevates everyone.
Christine, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate you again being on Women's Sports Now last week. And then this show today on her game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports, is available now wherever you get your books. Let's chat again soon. Appreciate the time. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And as I mentioned, it is Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson's birthday. And as I did mention before, Susie Schuster is here with something for you guys. Come on out, Suze, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Susie's here.
My lovely wife, yay, host of none other than Women's Sports Now. Susie,
I don't think we can technically do that.
Happy birthday to Chris and TJ.
Yay.
Here's a Fudgy the Whale. Ladies and gentlemen, Susie.
What is it? Fudgy the Whale?
It is Fudgy the Whale.
Wow. What is that?
Caramel ice cream.
You never heard of Fudgy the Whale? Yo, here we go. Can you blow out only one of the candles, Chris? Can you direct your
accuracy?
There you go. Accuracy. There it is. Ladies, okay, very good. Now right. Susie's bringing over
Thank
the
you,
other candle
Susie.
To TJ Jefferson.
Fudgy the Whale, never heard of it.
TJ, are you serious? It's Cookie O'Puss
Hi, Susie.
You know,
I never went to Carvel growing up. We always went to Dairy Queen.
You went to St. Patrick's Day. It's Cookie O'Puss.
Oh.
And then Fudgy the Whale, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. TJ Jefferson, get in there. Get in there. Oh, he's literally making a wish.
If I believe it.
There we go.
Cowboys to go 11-6.
All right, very good. Very good. Come on over here, Sue. Sit on down. Bring the cake. I'll start slicing it up as we finish up today's program.
Let's do it.
It's a rock, right? I mean, it's frozen solid.
You don't have a microphone on.
You don't have a microphone on, but there you go. Take a seat.
Very good. Guys, it's Susie's first time in a TV studio. Leave her alone.
No, right. No, hold on a second.
There we go.
What is that? What is on
this
there?
This is the imprint of my tire. I was trying to hold the cake.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Can you sit down and talk into the microphone?
Oh, my God. I thought it was the design.
Are you trying to tell me what to do? I just got
That was
here.
All him.
I was whole. What I did for you today,
hey. No, I
was trying to hold the cake in my bag, my computer,
it's
and all that.
It's my fault because you told me don't forget it in the freezer, and then I did.
I sent him a text. I was like, Rich, don't forget the cake.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Max, would you mind taking this and handing this around?
Hi, you guys.
There you go. Take that, hand it around.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thank piece you. Of Fudgy the Whale for everybody.
Thank you. That Instagram of Cage wishing you Dada, happy birthday. It was very cute.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it either, but
I did see Sarah's
for informing me.
I did see Sarah's photographs. on
look at this photograph
on Threads.
Is this ice cream?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, sick.
Are you out of your mind?
Carvel, does he not understand?
I've never been to Carvel.
You've had flying saucers before. I brought them here before. Like three last time.
Like dilly bars?
Max, I can see why
you gave the second flying piece saucers last time. Right. I brought
let's
them
get,
here.
Let's get...
Max, I can see why you give the second piece of my cake to Jason.
So, the guy from Carvel...
Let's get Tom Carvel. That was Tom.
You say, if you're very lucky...
Every day is a Sunday at Carvel. That's what he used to say. Here, Max, sorry to turn you into... Don't worry about the focus.
Have a family holiday.
There we go.
Start with a Fudgy the Witch.
By the way, I went on Dan Patrick's show today and took many strays on behalf of these morons who got all the stories wrong. They were not cheating, but the one thing that was confirmed,
cheating, by the way,
the word cheating was used.
Okay,
it was used. He did read your texts out.
What text?
The one where you said congrats on beating those morons.
Yeah, what is that?
That's number one.
Oops.
Benedict Schuster.
What else did? And then there was another one on top of it. He read. There were two of them. Right on the air.
Dan.
And,
Dan, you stink, Dan.
I brought it up. I'm like, is it true that Susie did? Do you need a slide? Do you need a piece of cake?
Yeah, he does. It's his own birthday.
You got one? Okay, very good.
He also tried to turn you against us.
I think I need a second piece.
Wow, Dan sold me down the river.
How did you not think that was going to happen?
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.